You're listening to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. The number of opioid overdose victims treated at Greene County emergency rooms nearly doubled in one 24-hour period this week. County officials say they believe the powerful synthetic drug fentanyl is to blame. Fentanyl is up to 50 times stronger than heroin and up to 100 times stronger than morphine. Greene County health officials say even small amounts of the opioid painkiller can be deadly. Between April 4th and April 5th, county hospitals saw a total of 10 overdose victims, up sharply from the average of 4 to 5 overdose calls per day. On the phone to give us more details about all of this, Health Education Program Manager Kirsten Bean with Greene County Public Health. Kirsten, thanks for speaking with us. We were interested in talking about the spike that Greene County health officials notified us of, a spike in drug overdoses on April 4th. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
The Ohio Department of Health monitors every time anybody comes into the emergency department and they report a drug overdose. We collect the zip code that person resides in. And we found that on April 4th, there were 10 overdoses among Greene County residents. Now, normally we see between 4 to 5 in a 24-hour period. So that's above the threshold that we would expect. When we see 10 is above the threshold that we would expect for drug overdose visits to the ER of Greene County residents. So that alerted us to a spike that's something of, beyond what we would normally expect to see.
Now, the 4 to 5 that you usually see, that number, has that been higher as other communities are seeing?
Yes, absolutely. These numbers are higher than what we would have seen 1, 2, or even 3 years ago.
So let's talk a little bit about the response that Greene County has toward all of this.
Here at Greene County Public Health, we have developed a partnership with our local law enforcement so that they're now carrying naloxone, trade name Narcan, so that if they're the first ones to arrive on the scene of an overdose, they're able to administer Narcan while they wait for the EMTs to arrive. We're also really promoting the Project Dawn program at TCN Behavioral Health, so that if you are using or anybody that you know is using, that you can get yourself a Narcan kit and have that in case somebody overdoses. We're also reaching out to people that are currently using and trying to get the message out to not use alone, because we know that overdoses are more likely to be fatal if somebody is using alone.
So trying to get the message to people who know friends or family members who are using drugs, is it hard to get the message that they are actually the front lines now, because this is so prevalent that they could be the first responders?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it depends on the relationship that the family member has with the person that's using. You know, addiction is something that is incredibly stigmatized. And so for many people, when they start using, they do lose contact with a lot of friends and family members. But for those friends and family that are still in contact with somebody that's in active substance use, I think they do understand that they might be the person that finds their friend or their loved one having overdosed, and they really would want to be prepared if that were to happen.
Okay, so what other resources does Greene County have for people who are using or those friends and family members who see their loved ones using?
Certainly. So the best resource that we have in the county is TCN Behavioral Health, which offers a wide variety of mental health and substance abuse resources for people in the county.
Kirsten Bean is Health Education Program Manager for Greene County Public Health. Kirsten, thanks so much.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And if you or a loved one are dealing with drug or alcohol abuse, you can call Greene County Services at 937-376-8700 or visit starttalking.ohio.gov.